This is a heads up from 2,000 years ago. Listen, these were the questions that were brought up, the very ones that we're hearing today about the end of days. What are the signs? What will it be like? What's going to happen? Listen, all packed into one chapter, Matthew chapter 24. Here again is the infinite God in human flesh, Jesus Christ, as not only ministering to people, saving, healing, delivering, but then speaking not only words of life right then and there, but speaking about the future. And this is where we get the incredible, absolute incredible insight of the future. In Matthew 24, verse 3, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Dear Christian, if you and I are going to have the heads up that God wants us to have, sometimes we can even ask the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, we think we know what we want the answer to be. I think we sometimes want to ask, and we already have designed in our mind what that answer is going to be. The second coming, the Antichrist, the two witnesses, the abyss opened. But that's not where Jesus begins. So today, in this 31 days ablaze, in the year 2010, as we approach the end of days, or more like it that we're living in the end of days, when we're seeking God for insight and asking God in biblical prophetic revelation what the infinite Spirit of God has said, recorded the words of Jesus. See, there's no disunity, never has been, eternally in the Godhead. And so now we have the living Christ, God in human flesh, speaking of the end of days. Tell me what psychic, what remote viewer, what occultist, what ancient demonized cultures, you know, priests and maguses and shamans could do what the infinite God in human flesh has done, has said, has accomplished. Well, now, let me just focus now on Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, the questions are out there. The questions are out there among millions that want to know about the days we live in. And now, my dear believer, brother and sister in Christ, verse 4 is where the revelation of God comes to us. Jesus answered. Great words. We find this throughout all of the Gospels. The psalm writer, well, 1,000 years prior to this, says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34. Now we have questions. God, in immortal, unapproachable light, as far as the physical is concerned, the psalm writer, back in Psalm 34, sought the Lord, the same eternal Savior. And the Lord answered him. Here now, in human flesh, God. Jesus answered. Watch out that no one deceives you. I think we should repeat those words again and again and again and again. Because the first words out of the mouth of the infinite God in human flesh concerning the questions about the end of days is not about the rapture, the Antichrist, the abyss being opened, the two witnesses. It's not about any of those things at all. It is about the incredible supernatural powers, forces of hell itself in ramping up its deception. Deception unprecedented. Deception that leads to the broadest destruction ever in history. Jesus Christ, if we want the heads up from 2,000 years ago, if we want to know what to think in 2010, 2011, 2012, and beyond. If we want to know about the future, God says, watch out that no one deceives you. Can I say it again? Watch out that no one deceives you. One more time. Watch out that no one deceives you. You know what? Such a simple little verse could be memorized in a few seconds. Matthew 24, verse 4, the first words out of God in human flesh's mouth, Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you. Take that to heart. Take it into your spiritual bank on the inside as you let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Remember Colossians 3, 15 and 16? Massive. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Now here it says, watch out that no one deceives you. Now the explanation comes in verse 5, For many will come in my name. That's 1 John chapter 2. Many antichristu. Many antichrists. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ. I am the Christ. Yeah, can they live up to him? Did they come from eternity? Are they eternal, infinite, immeasurable? Coming from eternity into human flesh? The Logos become flesh? For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ. That is the work of the demonic side. That is the work of what Satan's all about. Counterfeiting. I mean, what broader counterfeit than this? The counterfeit of claiming I am the Christ. I've seen this in many of those who are demonized, demon spirits that would claim, I am Jesus. But when confronted by the living Christ and the authority of the living Christ, they are outed, they are exposed, and then expelled. The New Age movement is filled, the unprecedented spiritual development of the New Age, packed and filled with the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of counterfeit Christs, and counterfeit Christ teaching. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Right now in the world, it's not packed with atheists, humanists, and those that deny spirituality. It's packed with millions, billions that believe in spiritual presence. The problem is, they, by the millions, have received these demonic spirits of the New Age, deceiving many. So in verses 4 and 5, Jesus sets the foundations of the issues of the end of days. Jesus speaks more about the coming deception, the coming spiritual seduction in this chapter than he does any other subject. The New Testament, with all of its prophecies about the end of days, speaks more about the deception, the seduction, the counterfeiting, and our being aware, our being alert, our having a heads up of the massive, massive ramping up of the end of days. But then again, no matter what the ramping up is, like in the book of 1 John chapter 4, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. 1 John 4 will go over telling you the difference between the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. The spirit of God operating, pointing to Christ, pointing to the word of God. But the spirits, the demons, they will point away. They will point to counterfeits. They will point to anything but the real. Can you stand now in the presence of the living Christ? Can you now worship and embrace and thank the Savior for salvation? He is the Lord of truth. For the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth. For the Word of God, the Word of truth. You embrace Christ. You embraced the Spirit of truth. You've received the Word of truth. Dear believer, it is vital, vital, vital that each and every one of us, in considering our days and the days to come, considering the future and any talk about it, that we understand that the foundations of preparation of the incredible, infallible heads up that God would give to us and to the world is a warning about the massive deception, seduction, and that Christ alone and the Spirit of truth and the Word of God needs to be received, needs to be gripped in your life and my life. If there's ever been a time in your life and my life that we need to know the Word of God, not just for our joy, but for our empowerment and for our protection and for our spiritual alertness in these days, I pray that you are spiritually alerted by the words of Jesus spoken 2,000 years ago, Matthew 24, simply verses 4 and 5. Nail them down. Get them into your life. Be alerted. Be on the spiritual cutting edge. May God bless you today. Rust is dar, shatter the darkness, 31 days ablaze.